Short moments of clarity repeated many times will help optimize all of our gifts, strengths, and talents. Optimize the use of our mind. So we need the introduction to clarity first so that we can start optimizing our natural beneficial powers as human beings. So the introduction to clarity can be as simple as to just stop thinking for a moment right now to recognize what is at the basis, what is already present. So when you just stop thinking for a moment, there's alertness, clarity, cognizance, the power to know. As simple as that. This is clarity. This is the sheer benefit that we're looking for. Now, a lot of us think that the introduction to clarity has to be more complicated than this. It can't be just that simple, but really it is. We start to see that clarity is unaffected by any of the points of view that I pointed out. When you rely on short moments, you take a short moment, you see that clarity is totally unaffected by the appearances. It's like a crystal ball is unaffected by any of the appearances within the crystal ball. All the appearances just arise and resolve in the crystal ball. And this is the same with clarity. When you take short moments, you see that everything is just arising and resolving in your clarity. Now, the power of clarity, you're tapping into the beneficial, inherent nature of everything. It's like a reset button. You're just pressing a reset button every short moment of clarity you take. So we can test it right now. We can test it with all of the thoughts that come up about the future, all the worries about the future, anything that we are lamenting about and, you know, thinking about our past ways of relating. Just take a short moment when all of these thoughts, emotions, sensations arise for you and see that clarity is unaffected. It's like when you looked in the mirror when you were 5 years old, and you look in the mirror now, it's the exact same clarity. There's something about you that has never changed and that is always stable, indestructible, and totally beneficial. So the way that we make this become more and more obvious is by training up in it. We've trained up in our points of view, meaning we've trained up in our thoughts, taking them to mean something. We've trained up in the emotions, taking them to be either very serious or not. And the same with sensations. So when we're used to training up one way and we learn a new approach, it just takes time to get used to this. It just becomes more and more obvious. It's like if you were walking down a street and you never noticed a sign of a company, and one day you recognized it, you'd always see it again. It's the same with clarity. Once you recognize it, you'll always recognize it. It just becomes more and more obvious. And we can make this more obvious by training in clarity, and Balance You has the four mainstays, which is the support structure for making clarity become your direct experience at all times, where you can optimize all of your gifts, strengths, and talents. So the four mainstays of Balance You is 1, the short moments of clarity repeated many times until it goes continuous. Clarity is already continuous anyway. So it obviously just becomes more and more noticed that it already is continuous. So that's the power of the practice of short moments. And 2, the second mainstay, or one of the second mainstays, is the training. If we want to get good at something, we need some kind of a training to engage in to help us understand it more. And the Balance You training is face-to-face meetings. It's all of the training on the website. When you hear talks about clarity and you watch videos of people who have been relying on clarity practice for some time and you see the confidence in them, and then also coming to the trainings and reading the text, it becomes more and more obvious. It starts to make more sense. You start to notice that clarity was always there regardless of what was going on, and it's just been illuminated for you. And then you start to gain assurance in clarity. Another of the mainstays is a trainer, having someone that can help you recognize clarity in all of your experiences. Having someone that can reflect to you your beneficial powers, rather than bringing out more of these points of view that need to be fixed or changed. It's someone to help empower you. And then the community is the fourth mainstay. We can all empower each other. When you're hanging out with people who are relying on clarity and testing out this new way of living together, of saying, we want to prioritize clarity above point of view, point of viewing, then it makes it easier to see that, you know, there are many people in the world interested in engaging in a new way of living and seeing that there's no rush to get into a new project. There's no rush to change everything about our life. We can just go about our life as it is, but we see other people who are relying on clarity, and we have the demonstration of what it means. You know, clarity community, you just start to see the demonstration of respect, generosity, just treating each other with this mutual respect and just really recognizing our true dignity as human beings.